The incredible Richie Havens, who passed away, heart attack, 72 years young, incredible performer. That was him performing Freedom at Woodstock, where he actually performed for 3 hours straight because the other performers couldn't get there. He didn't leave the stage for 3 hours. Unbelievable human being who I had the pleasure of interviewing twice and getting to know. And we'll talk more about him during the course of the hour at the end of the show, give a little riff on Richie, and hear more of his music during the course of the hour. We're going to start our program off tonight reminding you, by the way, the Mark Steiner Show is brought to you in part by MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, offering a full range of financial services. MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, is helping its members and its community prosper. When you invest in yourself, MeQ invests in you. For more information, www.mecu.com, or you can go to steinershow.org and click on their banner. So we are now joined by Dana Stein, state delegate, but he's not here in that capacity right now. He's here as the executive director of Civic Works, celebrating their 20th year, and to hear more about what they're doing and what this anniversary is about. Dana, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
And you're on and not talking politics.
That's right, which is fine. happy to talk about Civic Works and the urban environment and good things like that.
Well, talk a bit first about Civic Works, about what it is for people who may not know what it is.
Sure. We are the Urban Service Corps of Baltimore. We like to say we're an urban peace corps. We engage adults of all ages, but especially young adults, in a wide variety of community service projects, everything from home rehab to converting vacant lots into parks and gardens to education work, energy efficiency, raising fresh produce. So we respond to important community needs by engaging adults, and especially young adults, be it college students or high school dropouts, in all kinds of service.
And you've been doing this for 20 years. I mean, so what's been the effect of the program, do you think?
Well, it's been very substantial. We've had, for example, just in the area of transforming vacant lots, we've converted 190 vacant lots throughout Baltimore, mostly in East Baltimore, but some in West Baltimore, too, that in some cases have been trash-strewn, trash up to your knee, and that have been a real eyesore. So we partner with community groups, churches, to make them mini parks and gardens. Similarly, in the field of energy efficiency, we've installed basic yet very effective energy-saving devices in more than 4,500 low-income homes, saving hundreds of thousands of dollars in utility costs. And we have the largest nonprofit urban farm in town, in Clifton Park, Real Food Farm, which grows fresh produce, and we sell it at affordable prices to communities that don't have access to fresh food via local supermarkets. So it's been substantial.
Tell me about that last thing you just said. So what are you doing in Clifton Park? Literally, what's happening?
Yeah, we use what are called hoop houses. They're best explained as best described as saying that they're less expensive forms of greenhouses. They're semicircular devices with steel rods that you put plastic over so that you can grow year-round. And so we've erected 7 of those in Clifton Park, as well as we do some open field farming. So we grow all kinds of produce, all kinds of vegetables, and so we sell them through community food markets, as well as the Waverly Farmers Market. We also have a mobile food truck, so we can bring fresh produce to seniors who maybe aren't able to get out and go to market, as well as going to senior centers and schools. So it's a great idea. It's part of the wave of urban agriculture in Baltimore, the idea of really going back to a tradition we used to have, which is growing food in our backyard as opposed to having to buy food that's been, you know, trucked 3,000 miles across the country.
Now, tell me about this event. I mean, I remember that when I went to one of your events, it was a good while back, maybe 14 years ago, and I had one of my daughters was actually working for Civic Works back
then.
So, but it's been a while. So what's happening?
Well, we're celebrating our 20th anniversary. Bobby Kennedy Jr. is an environmental advocate. He's also the brother of Civic Works co-founder Kathleen Kennedy Townsend. So he's coming in to talk about it's titled Civic Works and the Green Economy, to talk about the emerging green economy, how it not only helps the environment but provides jobs in especially urban areas. So he'll be speaking, Kathleen Townsend will be speaking, and we'll be celebrating all the good work that the men and women of Civic Works has done. It'll be at Goucher College tomorrow night with a reception at 5:30 and then the program at 7:30.
Now, we can't talk price on public radio, but you can tell us how people can get tickets.
Sure. Go to Civic Works website, which is civicworks.com. And it'll be a great event. And again, we're really celebrating the great work that the young men and women of Civic Works have done all these years.
Well, Dana, it was really good to have you with us, and
Thanks, Mark.
I wish I could be there with you, but another time. And
yes,
we'll also get you back on and see what you're doing, meet some of your students, maybe get them on the air with us.
That would be great. Would that be super?
All right, man. Take care. Thanks, Mark.
Okay.
Dana Stein, Executive Director of Civic Works. You can also link on to what they're doing on our website at steinershow.org.